Welcome to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ, where you'll dig deep into God's Word alongside two imperfect, frequently ineloquent women as we discover fresh ways to walk out God's truth together.
Welcome back to The Sojo Show. We are continuing in our series on Back to the Basics.
We are.
And Jen is laughing at me because I totally botched the intro the first time around, but we have not botched it
We're good. Here's your football.
So here's your football. And I have a question for you, Jen.
Okay.
How many journals do you have on your desk at home right now? If you had a guess. So I feel like I'm like holding up a jar of M&Ms in front of you saying yes, but now, because that's probably about the number of journals that you have. But hey,
all right. Let me just say this. Okay. We are not home. Okay. No, we are together right now. I am literally 3 hours from my home and within arm's reach.
Oh my goodness.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Are you kidding me right now? I have no idea.
5 journals and a planner.
Who needs that many journals within arm's reach. A 2-day trip?
So that, if that gives you an idea, you can extrapolate that into my, and then let's don't even talk about the ones that are full.
So the jar is full.
The jar is full.
Okay.
We could actually have a game. We could have a guessing game among the listeners, see how many journals I own.
Okay.
And you
can win a journal if you guess it right.
And you would be astounded. Yeah, we're not going to do that, but that would be a good idea.
That would be really fun, actually, because if somebody guesses the right amount, they deserve a journal.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it. Well, look in the show notes if we decide to, we'll do it.
Or if you email us in a number, hey, we'll see if it's right. I will make Jen count her journals.
I have not counted my journals. So anyway, why are you asking about my journals? You're making me feel bad.
No.
But look, most of them are like composition books that are 50 cents.
Yeah.
Actually, they're not anymore. We noticed back to school, they're like $2 or $3. Oh my goodness.
No.
Or they're books. See, every time I go to like Marshall's or TJ Maxx, you know, little home section.
Yeah, I know.
And they're always, they're like,
you just can't resist it.
They're super cheap. And I always have something I can put in it. So why you ask?
Okay. Well, I ask because one of the basics.
We're talking about spiritual disciplines.
Yeah.
Help me.
Because, well, one of the basic spiritual disciplines that we need to get back to is journaling. And I know somebody's going to say right off, that's not in the Bible. So let's talk about it for a second.
Let's talk about it. Okay. Let's talk about the reasons why we should journal.
Yes.
All right. So one of the reasons we should journal is to learn more about ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
And there's a lot of actual scriptural backing for that. You know, the Bible tells us to examine ourselves.
Right. Examine our hearts.
And you know what? If we can't slow down long enough to really think through, why am I doing this? What was my response? And why, why did I respond to anger in that? Well, maybe it's because there's an area of idolatry in my life. And if we're not taking the time to slow down and really think through those things, then we're not examining ourselves. And journaling is a tool to help us slow down.
Yes.
Right?
Because
it actually forces us to still long enough to write something down on paper. Like, you're not going to get that just without some intentionality.
Right. And journaling doesn't have to necessarily even be writing. It can be writing out things. Mm-hmm. It can also be just like bullet points. It can be doodling, drawing.
Yeah.
It can be, painting sort. And, as long as you can figure out what you were meaning to document.
Right.
And you're working through it in your head. So there's a lot of things other than just like longhand journaling you can do. But writing down, documenting how you're feeling, mm-hmm. what's going on in your own life, mm-hmm. is really important to kind of help you to write a course, pray that God will help you to write the course if you're getting off course mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it helps you process what's the deeper spiritual issues mm-hmm. that's going on, mm-hmm. Like, we take life at face value, and journaling helps us go that deeper level and really process the inner issues that are behind what we see on the outside.
Right. So the next one is probably my favorite reason for journaling. So that reason for journaling is just basically remembering, right? Remembering the faithfulness of God. Mm-hmm. And we obviously have the word of God, which is all we need to remember his faithfulness. But sometimes we as fallible humans, we tend to forget, right? And sometimes if we record, if we've done the first part of recording what God has done for us in our lives, then we can go back through and it can become a record of that. It can preserve mm-hmm. What he's done, not only for the nations and throughout history, and obviously on the cross, but also even more personally and intimately for us.
Right. And you know, there are scriptures that tell us to do that too. I'm thinking of one in Psalms that tells us to preserve a record for the next generation. You know, we are to pass those God stories on to our children, our grandchildren, those who are coming behind us so that they know, they get an introduction to the God that we know through the stories that we tell them. Mm-hmm.
Psalm 102:18 says that, let this be written for a future generation that a people not yet created may praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So that's really important. That kind of goes to one of these other points too, but I mean, really quickly run through the other benefits.
Well, I think it helps in meditation for me personally, when I'm reading mm-hmm. a passage of scripture and the Lord's really starting to speak to my heart, writing that down and just taking the time to ponder it. Yeah. To mull it over.
It's that slowing down process.
The slowing down process really aids me personally to help meditate on the word.
Right, right. So there are a lot of different benefits. Obviously, we could actually go on with the benefits, but what we wanted to take the opportunity to do was let you hear from another Bible teacher on this discipline. So just a little blurb. This actually comes from the Spiritual Growth Accelerator that we are doing, that's coming up soon, and we're super excited about. And journaling is one of the four spiritual disciplines we're going to be implementing together. So let's take a listen to someone else talk about this. And I think you're going to be really encouraged.
Hi, well, I am Lisa Apollo. I am an author and speaker, and I am delighted to be with you today to share one of my passions with you and to unpack all kinds of things about journaling, the why of journaling, the how of journaling, and some special insights that I have that I want to share with you. You know, I haven't always been a journaler. I have been a Bible study girl for a long time, either doing my own Bible study or leading my children in our own family devotions or being a part of a group Bible study, but I haven't always been a journaler. I started journaling 10 years ago, and it was at a time where we had had a crisis in our family. 10 years ago, I woke up to my husband's funny breathing on the pillow next to me. And as I woke up and to it, I realized that something was very wrong. When I flipped on the overhead light, I could see that he was in distress. He was non-responsive. I started CPR immediately. We dialed 911. The paramedics came. They took him by ambulance to the hospital. But within a few hours, I was in that room you never want to go in, where an ER doctor was telling me that they had worked on my husband for over 2 hours and had never been able to resuscitate him. And so our world fell apart. And not just for me, but for my 7 children. I was having to navigate my own broken heart, shepherd my children through their own brokenness and grief. I mean, our world just upended. We had been a one-income family. Now that income was gone. We did have some safety net, but still there were a lot of needs with 7 kids. I was now single parenting, making hundreds of decisions on my own, managing an estate, which is a full-time job, all of that paperwork, if any of you have been through that. I was overwhelmed in every sense of the word. And after his funeral, when the house quieted and everybody went back to their lives, I remember in that first week going to his bedside table and picking up his journal. And I just opened it he had written a little bit in there, and I turned to a fresh page and took it with me into my minivan along with my Bible and began to pour my heart out to the Lord. I want to share with you today the why journaling is so beneficial to us, how journaling helps us in our walk of faith, how it amplifies our Bible study. And I'm going to share 8 ways with you. So I'm going to kind of go through these. We're going to unpack it, but we have 8 ways to get through, plus a lot of other things. So let's talk about the 8 benefits of journaling. And when I say journaling, I don't know what you have in mind. I'm not really talking about the kind of artistic journaling where you have margins in your Bible and you're painting or watercoloring. I do have one of those Bibles that's a journaling Bible with big margins, but I'm not very artistic and I don't have even the time or the bandwidth to do that every day. So the journaling I'm talking about is a little bit different and we'll get into that. So first of all, let's talk about the 8 ways that journaling helps us, okay, and how it amplifies our Bible study. First is it slows us down. So you might pick out 1 verse a day to write in your journal. You might write down a promise that you read in your journal. You might write down some questions that God has pricked your heart with in your journal every day. I started making my own concordance. I would, as I was reading through the Bible, I would find promises or topics that were very personal to me. And so I began writing down verses under those topics so that I could go back for easy reference. And those were all in my journals. So it helps amplify your Bible study because it slows you down. Instead of just reading it and passing through and then shutting it, it slows you down to really dig into the Word and pull some of that out as you meditate on what God is showing you. The second thing is that it gives us a regular practice and it makes our Bible study a go-to. So when I have my journal, I have a regular practice, a regular way that I do my journaling every day. And you know, when I get up in the morning, I don't have to think about it. I don't have to think about like, what do I want to read today? How am I going to do this? I don't have to reinvent it every day. It's kind of like a train on the tracks. Those railroad tracks are a guide and it just continues to take that train to the next stop. It keeps the train from going off to the right or veering off to the left. And in the same way, when you have a regular practice of journaling, it keeps you going forward. You don't have to really think about it and reinvent it. And it keeps you from getting distracted. You have a regular practice that you're doing. And so you're not distracted by doing a lot of other things. Third, it helps you capture in real time what the Holy Spirit is teaching you. So let me read John 16:13. And it says, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, he being the Holy Spirit. So it says that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, and he has come to us, if you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is the one who guides us into truth. And so as you read scripture, we should expect that the Holy Spirit is going to reveal things about Christ. He's going to reveal truths about God and shine the mirror on our own life and our own sin and our own struggles. And so as the Spirit illumines that, we can record that in our journal and record the things, kind of capture in real time what the Holy Spirit is teaching us.
Jen and I are so excited about our upcoming 28-day Spiritual Growth Accelerator.
We really are. This is going to be a time where we're going to get together with other women. We're going to study a passage of scripture, and we're going to go through 4 spiritual disciplines, learning how to stack them on top of each other, giving you tools when you come out of these 28 days, going forward in your study in a powerful way.
Not only is this a live event where you get Jen and I in person on Zoom, of course, but
we're not coming to your house.
We also have, they're thanking God for that. But we also have a collection of other Bible study teachers and leaders who will be pouring into you during the course of our 28 days. They will be teaching on the passage that we have selected, which is the Sermon on the Mount, and will be sharing their best tips for spiritual disciplines.
It's like having a conference right inside of the accelerator, and we are excited for you to join us.
Yes, please be there
at sojoacademy.com/SGA.
All right. Welcome back to the Sojo Show with Jen and AJ. And it is our, what, our third episode in our Back to the Basics series?
We don't know which episode it's
going to
be.
We don't know? Okay. Well, never mind. We don't know which episode it's going to be. So it's just an episode
it's probably the second, actually, because we actually have the videos.
Okay. So all right. So whatever episode this is.
I don't know what episode this is. It's okay. Just, all right. It is an episode.